There's an interesting labor battle underway at a Native American charter school in northern Michigan. Teachers there have been working without a contract for a year. The local tribe is threatening to bust the union and close the school. But the tribe is fighting more than just the teachers. It wants to keep all unions off tribal land and out of the casinos. Interlochen Public Radio's Linda Steffen reports.
Loosely translated, the word Bawating means the place of rapids, once a gathering place of Native peoples. Now it's the name of a public school academy in Sault Ste. Marie in Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Nearly 200 students gather here to attend kindergarten through eighth grade. The majority of the students are poor. Three out of four are Native American, and it's Chris Gordon's job to teach them Native language and culture.
Why? That's a consonant, but sometimes it's a vowel. Sometimes.
Because it can sound like an E.
But guess what? Anishinaabemowin, we do not have that. So if you had a choice, even though you don't because you already speak English, if you have a choice.
Gordon is tall and slender, with a braid running the length of his back. Last fall, he helped teachers at this school join the National Education Association. Gordon says the teachers want job security. He says in recent years, at least 30 teachers have been told not to come back at the end of the school year.
Some people, deservedly so, but how have they been removed? Have they been given fair treatment, equal treatment? Has it been just cause, or was it a personal issue? And those were the issues that started this movement of, you know, we're tired of getting just treated like garbage and used.
The NEA is the first union to enter the lands of the Sault Ste. Marie tribe of Chippewa Indians, and tribal officials are vehemently against it. They say they'll kick the school off their property if teachers don't vote soon to oust the union. Less than a mile southeast of the school, Sioux Tribal Chairman Aaron Payman is sitting in a room at one of his five rural casino hotels. He's quick to note his real concern with unions isn't the NEA, but the precedent it would set for his 1,200 northern Michigan casino workers. Payman argues state and federal labor law have no place on tribal land.
We make our own decisions, and we take great offense to any entity that would step in and try to purport to tell us how to operate. We cannot allow anything to step in and to erode our sovereignty.
That sentiment resonates deeply with many tribes, including leaders of the Grand Traverse Band of Ottawa and Chippewa Indians. 180 miles south of here in the Lower Peninsula, the band's reservation is nestled among several small Lake Michigan resort towns. Once you enter the reservation, Shawbytown, the shoreline is no longer dotted with expensive second homes. But band member and tribal attorney John Petoskey says the contrast is not nearly so stark as it was 25 years ago.
The average lifespan of tribal members at that time was in the 50s, high 50s, low 60s. There was no clean water system in Shawbytown. There was no adequate housing. Health care was essentially non-existent.
Today, this 4,000-member tribe's government has an annual budget nearing $60 million. It provides health care to all its members, housing for elders, and counseling for home buyers, all thanks to casinos, the tribe's first successful business. Petoskey stands at a cocktail table at the Leelanau Sands Casino and says, while this may look like a business, it's really an essential government service. All the profits are taxed at 100%.
The tribe is not a private, it's not engaged in private enterprise. It's engaged in a public enterprise for public benefit, for public goods. And this is the source of funds for those governmental services.
The government business distinction matters because 2 years ago, a federal ruling that these are indeed businesses paved the way for workers at Indian casinos to be allowed to organize. While some tribes have welcomed unions, some are suing to reverse the decision that allowed them. Meanwhile, unions want a role in the fast-growing multi-billion-dollar Indian gaming industry. While much of union organizing is happening in California, unions want to expand to Indian-run casinos across the country. But back here at the Bawating School in Michigan's Upper Peninsula, teachers say their right to a union should not be blocked because Indian casino operators fear giving unions a toehold in tribal businesses. For NPR News, I'm Linda Steffen.